Welcome on back. It's Love Week on Barstool Breakfast. We're dropping an episode every day from now until Friday. Hope you guys enjoy.
Welcome on back to Barstool Breakfast. I'm Will Colon. It is
the great friend.
We got Pat on the ones and twos. We got Jetski in the house. We got Zah the Great. And our very own voice of God, the new voice of God, Rod, is in the motherfucking house. It's a first time for him, and it's also a first time appearance for my lovely wife, Aikisha Colon.
Oh, thank you, baby. That was so sweet.
Right.
This
welcome
is so
on.
Fun.
I know. Francis was excited about this one. He found that it was going to be his day to do me and you for the Love Connection game.
That's right.
Nice. Well, good morning, everybody.
Yeah, definitely.
You got to get up on that mic pretty close. Otherwise, it's tough to hear.
Me?
Yeah, you stay there.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
good
yes,
morning,
yes.
Everybody.
Good morning. We're so thrilled to have you. Are there, before we begin.
Yes.
I are there any things that you'd like to plug, the foundation or anything like that to, you know?
Well, I always plug the foundation.
Yeah.
Willie Colon Foundation. You can check us out at williecolon.org. Yeah. WillieColonFoundation.org.
Nice.
And it just keep up with what we're doing in the community here in the Bronx and also in my home of Jackson, Mississippi. Yeah, there it is, WillieColonFoundation.org. Yeah.
Very cool.
Nice.
For those of you who don't know, Willie and Keisha run an incredible amount of community outreach programs, and there's the lupus research.
Yeah.
And Keisha is the brains and the incredible driving force
you could
behind
say,
all of
for
that.
For instance, it's easy to say I'm the beauty. If you wanted,
that's right.
I felt like you wanted to say
Willie likes to show up in his flip-flops and cut a cigar and sit back on a golf cart as Keisha organizes
while
the whole
they throw. Bagged, I guess, cases of water in the back of the truck.
So
I'm using one.
He's always the muscle. He always comes in when I need him to lift things.
Right.
So that's good.
You know, my most prized possession on my desk here at Barstool is the long drive plaque.
That's right.
That
you
I
did
won.
Win that last year.
Are you going to play this year?
You know what's coming up?
I would love to.
Yeah, May 6th,
hell
2019.
Yeah. Let's do it.
That's it's going to be
that
a
was
canoe
so
brook.
Fun.
Pat, can you play? Nice. Did Pat play golf last year?
I didn't play,
no. Pat's a horrific golfer. In fact, he's
I will play this year. I will play this
year. Were you mad at him because he wore jeans on a course?
Yeah, a that lot of bad. Them wore jeans, and I was offended.
Look, we were in a...
Excuse me.
We were a different show back then, all right?
We were a different show.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
And but Francis, you're a golf. That there you go, Patty. You're a golf.
I care a lot about
you're a
golf.
Snob when it comes to golf.
I'm not a snob. I am a purist.
Okay.
I honor and respect the game.
No, he was so serious.
He was serious.
I tried to be, and then you know, then immediately you had Zah off in the woods smoking weed with our caddy, and I was like, this whole light thing has gone to shit.
But who else was there that pissed you off? Oh, Tex.
Tex, yeah, Tex was a disaster.
Did you want to fight Tex in the middle of like the seventh hole?
No, I didn't want to fight anyone. I just I was trying to keep us moving because we had a big group. We had like nine people, and you know there were guys there who were taking it seriously, and I didn't want
to
get in anyone's way.
I will put you with a group of guys who love to play.
Yeah, we're serious about golf.
There we go.
I will take care of you this year.
So do not have Willie on your team,
right?
In your foursome.
Well, you didn't really play, did you, last year?
No, I was just right around the court. Drinking and shaking hands.
Yeah, that's a fun way to do it.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Well, I'm very excited about this Love Connection.
Okay, let's do it, man.
You guys want to get ready? Dive right into this?
So, Patty, just you're asking the questions to who?
Well, we're going to start with questions for Willie.
Oh, so
I'm
going to
ask you
me.
Questions.
And, Patty, you're asking Aikisha questions. Is that correct?
Francis can ask both.
Okay,
he's got them printed out.
That's fine. Let's do it.
So whenever
all right, so round one. Do we have any music? Anything to signify that this is beginning?
Patty, he's going to color it up the whole show.
Great.
Okay, and before we start, Willie.
Yes.
You know we win, okay?
Babe.
I'm just saying.
She's staring daggers.
No, he knows we're winners, okay?
Yeah.
What I told you before we left the house.
I'm just telling you. You always tell me when cologne's on my back that I have to win.
Oh, my gosh.
It's on your back. Now
this
let's go.
This is really tense all
now
of a sudden.
Now you're making Jetski nervous. The fucking camera's shaking.
I'm scared.
All right. Just saying.
Let's
he knows.
Go. Let's go, friends.
Let's go.
Okay. Willie, question number one. What is, and these are multiple choice.
Okay.
What is Aikisha's favorite food? A, pizza. B, nachos. C, burgers and fries.
That's not a choice.
I know, but I know you love potatoes. But she also loves seafood. That's not a choice. I'm going to go with nachos.
That's correct. Oh my God. I was like, whoa, right off the bat.
Because she likes a lot. She eats like me. She eats a lot of food. Our first date was at Joe Crab Shack. We ordered the steam pot, right? The fucking, the Pirates edition. And I swear to God, it's our first date. She flown from Atlanta, and there was a Joe's Crab Shack right next to my house in Pittsburgh. And we ate there. And so I'm thinking, you know, most girls like, I'm going to have the salad. Uh-huh. And I'm going to be all cute. This motherfucker wrapped the fucking the bib around her neck, got the crab crackers, elbows deep in the steam pot, and was thrown around corner of the cob and sausage like a goddamn alley cat looking for a fucking fishbone.
Well, listen, I'm not that chick. No. Like, if we're going to eat, I'm going to eat.
I respect that. Yeah, of course. I admire that. And Willie, if
that one bothered me because I was nervous because it was hard because you do like to eat, babe.
But you know, if we see nachos on the menu, what am I getting?
Nachos.
Exactly.
Nacho cheese.
Listen to the choices,
all
Willie.
All right, don't start.
Right.
Yes.
Question number two, Willie.
Jessica, I'm nervous.
Who is Aikisha's favorite entertainer of all time? A. Prince. B. Beyonce. C. Michael Jackson.
See, this is not easy either because we've been to damn near, well, she's been to every damn near Beyonce concert.
But the question is greatest entertainer of all time.
Oh, well, Keisha, that feels okay. Like a leading hint.
All right, I'm going to go Michael Jackson.
Okay, that is correct. Yeah. We'll give it to you, but I would, if I were the large family, I might call for a recount on that one.
Okay.
All right, let's keep it honest here. Three, what is one of Aikisha's biggest fears? A, being stuck in an elevator. B, jumping out of a plane.
Lars walks in the room.
Swimming in the ocean. I'll repeat the question. Lars, did you take umbrage with that? Yeah, I'm trying.
Lars, listen.
I really would know Patty was the Nazi.
Yeah, let's go.
The question again, what is one of Aikisha's biggest fears? A, being stuck in an elevator. B, jumping out of a plane. C, swimming in the ocean.
No, this is easy. This almost happened this morning with me and Patty. We're just stuck on the elevator. She's claustrophobic, terrified.
There you go.
Yeah, that's easy.
Elevator, yeah, that's easy. The right answer.
Yeah, I got that for sure.
Correct. Question four, yep. Which three cities did Aikisha once live in?
Oh,
A,
shit.
Jackson, Atlanta, Chicago. B, Atlanta, Los Angeles, Harlem. C, Newark, Jackson, Charlotte.
Jackson, she's from Jackson. Went to school in Atlanta. I'm going to go Jackson, Atlanta, Harlem.
That's not really one of the answers. Pat,
listen to the choice,
that wasn't even an option, Pat, and you gave him the ding.
There's a lot of words.
Okay.
Say it again, Willie.
We're going to go this. We're going to re-question this, okay? Boy, this is going to have some controversy. A, Jackson, Atlanta, Chicago.
Jackson, Atlanta, Chicago. Okay.
B, Atlanta, Los Angeles, Harlem.
Okay, that's B.
C, Newark, Jackson, Charlotte.
Oh, it's B.
There you go. Okay. And I'll give you credit for that. I think that's kind of what you meant.
Yeah.
All right. Last question, Willie. What show does Aikisha watch every night before bed? A, Will and Grace. B, Golden Girls. C, Friends.
Easy. Friends.
Wow. Yeah. That's correct.
You know why? Because she's a fucking tyrant. She's like a three-year-old that needs her music on before she goes to bed.
I love that show.
She loves Friends.
It makes me peaceful.
Nick at Night.
So yesterday's question, one of the questions for Lars was, you know, when you're in the bedroom, what music do you play to set the tone? And so Anna was like, well, there's really no specific movie. Lars is kind of the DJ. He plays whatever he's in the mood for.
Mm.
Well, in the clone bedroom, it's fucking Friends.
That's so as the I'm trying soundtrack?
To get, as I'm trying to get intimate with my wife, I can hear fucking Joey go something stupid.
How you doing?
How you doing? It's, like, it's awkward. It's fucking
that's
that cool.
Great. Love listening to Ross rant about his relationship woes while I'm trying to get my boner on.
You want to say your dick's up?
Yeah, or get my boner on.
All right.
That
classic. That was harder than I thought.
That was.
But you did good, babe.
Tense.
No, because you have.
Listen, you did good.
All right.
You did good.
All right.
You guys are doing really well. You're off to
Thank
a hot
you.
Start here. I think the real question we have to ask here now is, are you a Valentine's Day pro? Then you know that no Valentine's Day is complete without flowers. Pro Flowers offers so many beautiful Valentine's Day bouquets for you to choose from. Freshly cut, carefully packaged, and express delivered means their flowers arrive in perfect condition. My Valentine's pro move? Keep it simple. Send Pro Flowers. They make it easy to order like a pro and find the perfect bouquet at the perfect price. with 7-day freshness guaranteed. So this Valentine's Day, let the pros at Profilers handle the details and send your Valentine something you know they'll love. Valentine's Day is just days away, but Profilers has you covered with an amazing deal on roses. Right now, you can get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for just $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Just go to Proflowers.com today, click on the mic on the top right of the page, and enter codes SXM Barstool to get this limited time offer. That's roses for just $19.99 at Proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code SXM Barstool. Order today.
That one gave me a little bit of anxiety, Francis.
Why?
Because I felt like I knew. So I don't know. I would, if he would have had French fries for one, I would have said French fries over nachos easily.
Wow. Babe, well, there were burgers
know
and fries.
I order nachos anytime it's on the menu.
I know, but I would have still said French fries.
Why would you say that?
Because I know you love potatoes with everything.
Exactly. That's why I didn't put that as a choice.
Right. Okay.
I love that Willie, all he was thinking was potatoes.
honestly,
is there an answer that has potatoes in it?
You know what? But he's right, because I love potatoes, and I don't care how they come, if they're fried, smashed, boiled, au gratin, whatever.
Really?
I love potatoes. But on that, it's about listening to the choices.
That's
he
very
knows
true.
That I love nachos.
That's very
right.
true. I do love a
you
good.
Better, I went 5 for 5. You better go 5 for 5 for mine.
Oh, okay.
Or I'm a.
Are you going what?
Jackknife you.
Whoa. Yeah. That's intense.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know what that means. Sounds really violent.
It's not. He's a teddy bear.
Is that feels like a pro wrestling move.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
She's my scary
right.
Sherry. I'm
let
a
me
macho
focus.
Man.
Let's go.
Keisha, right. Your turn. These are questions about Willie. You've got 5 multiple choice questions.
Okay.
Question number 1. What body part of Willie's was notoriously known for stinking up the locker room? A, his flat ass. B, his underarms. C, his feet. D, the back of his knees.
Being that all of those could smell, but for the locker room, his teammates always told me that his feet were the absolute worst.
That is correct.
And that's the same in my house right now today.
Yeah.
So.
He's got those size 17 Barkers. They,
Barkers.
They
you
need
know
to
they
breathe.
Have their own Twitter account.
Do they really?
Yes.
Yeah. When I was at ESPN, they made a Twitter account for my feet.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Plug it.
Plug it.
Yes.
No, we don't plug ESPN nonsense over here. Oh. They are the enterprise that must not be named. Okay. Question number 2. As of late, Willie has extremely bad luck in this room that is located in everyone's house. A, bedroom. B, bathroom. C, boardroom. D, living room.
As of the other day, bathroom?
It is bathroom. Yeah. Very nice.
A little bit of softball there.
Yeah, that is an absolute
softball.
T-ball question. Okay. 3, you once made a dish for Willie that made him wake up the next morning and go ring shopping. He said he can eat this dish cold. A, tacos. B, collard greens. C, fried chicken. D, spaghetti.
And you love all of those things I cook, but I do remember he was just enamored by my collard greens.
That is correct.
Yes.
Ooh, I was nervous about that one. That seemed like a tougher question because you do make all these other things so well. I have to think. Collard greens cold have to be pretty mean collard greens.
If you can eat them cold, right?
If you can eat them, because you don't like vegetables that much.
I love vegetables. I ate a mixed melody of vegetables yesterday. Mixed melody.
Mixed melody. It's medley, but you are adorable.
I wasn't going to.
Francis corrects me.
Willie, but he uses such good substitutes for the words he's looking for. I love it.
Yes.
Called trying.
That's right. Worked perfectly. Question number 4. We all know Willie to be a mighty man. However, there is one thing that can leave him shaking and shitting in his pants.
Oh, shit.
A, dentist with a cocked eye. B, mice. C, clowns. D, heights.
He's got all of those, too. But he's really, really afraid of heights.
Correct.
Yeah. There you go.
Nice.
Really
nice. Yeah, that's a good one. All right, last question. We all know Willie loves his New York teams, the Yankees, Jets, Knicks, Rangers. With that said, there is one athlete that Willie idolized and even threatened his mom he would get this athlete's name tattooed on his chest. A. Don Mattingly. B. Charles Oakley. C. Lawrence Taylor. D. Kevin Maway.
Oh, Lawrence Taylor.
Correct.
Yeah. LT, baby.
Yeah.
Nice and simple.
That's why he played football. That's why he wanted to.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. 50 points, round one. Wow. A controversial question number four from Willie, but I think we'll let it slide.
All right. Coming up next is the speed round.
We're going to do that at the 8:30 mark.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, we gonna do, right now we're just going to...
We'll just shoot the breeze.
That's how it goes. And I think what we did yesterday with Large and Annie was pretty much talked about the genesis of them. And so a lot of people don't know. I met Akeisha in Atlanta. I was actually in town for Heinz Ward weekend. He had a charity weekend where he would host a bunch of guys around him, the NFL, and he would obviously, we would kind of show support to the community, and he would throw a big party. Mm. In Atlanta, and so we was at Compound. Now, you've never been to Compound. Compound in Atlanta, big hip-hop club.
Oh, can we go?
Yeah, we can go.
I love hip-hop clubs.
But it's, like, enormous. It's, like, tables on top of tables. It's really big.
We'll get one. I'll split it.
It's almost a Vegas style. It's kind of that bad.
And then it's outdoor, too. You can do outdoor, indoor. Mm. It's huge.
So I'm in the front row, just lighting it up. Chicks on chicks, bottles on bottles.
Stacks
guys
on stacks.
Oh,
stacks
gosh.
On racks.
We're the big swinging dick in the club that day.
You're right.
Were you?
Well, other friends. We all wore big swinging dicks that day. That's how it worked. I didn't want to be left out.
My dick doesn't really swing, by the way. It's mine more just sort of pokes.
Well, at least it has a purpose.
I'm the big poking dick out in the club tonight.
We're going to poke our dicks out in the club tonight. So I was saying.
Excuse me. Yeah, that's how I talk.
Yeah, my wife's a Southern Belle, so she clams up when the dick and the pussy talks comes up.
No,
I'm a Northerner, so we get a little racy. just how it happens. So we're sitting in a booth, and I felt somebody touch my hair. Like, you have beautiful red hair.
I do.
You ever find somebody, like, I guess, magnetized, or they kind of really?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, let me lead up to that, because our stories differ a little
bit. Oh, really? Okay. You want to embarrass me on there? Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to embarrass you. I just, you know, know how you were sweating me a little bit.
Oh.
So, no, he's right. We were there, and we were in two separate, VIP tables or booths there.
Nice.
Booths there. And he was sitting behind me, but our backs were to each other because he was facing his booth and I was facing mine. Mm. And he had his hair, he has dreadlocks and he had gotten them done. So they were very
clean.
Clean.
It looked like I had built a labyrinth.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Like really, really nice design.
Tight look. Yeah.
Right. And so I had
no beads, Francis.
I had a few drinks and I turned around and I saw his head, his hair, and you know when, like he said, you're sort of looking at something but not realizing what you're doing. So I was reaching out to touch his hair, but forgetting that you really don't touch people's hair because I don't want anybody touching mine. And before I touched it, I was like, oh my God, I'm about to touch that man's hair. So I was pulling my hand back. Well, he grabbed my hand as I was doing it. And So I was just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. And of course, he started flirting and looking and
smiling.
So we started talking the whole night, right? Back and forth, giggling. So I'm thinking, I'm like, man, I'm in. I'm about to get these cheeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, get the cheeks.
I'm about to go ahead and slide home. You know what I mean? Slick.
Sure.
Francis is like, yes. So me and her talking. And so, like she said, she was kind of sitting above me. And so, of course, the lights come off. Everybody knows about the let out, right? If you're ever in a club, it's usually when the let out happens, the lights are on. The security's like, all right, go home, get the hell out. Well, I come around, and she's walking down. And so when I was sitting down, my perception of her, she may have been a little – I thought she was tall or probably a normal woman's height. I didn't expect her to be
– A normal woman's height?
Well, I guess a 5'7 or a 5'6. That's what I expected. Well, when she walked down the stairs, I asked her, I was like, who the fuck cut you off at the knees? Who sawed your knees off? What the happened to the rest of you? She was like, yeah, I'm this short. So, you know, sassy over here. She was just giving me total sass. Well, we're walking out the club, and I'm like, hey, man, do you want to maybe go back to my place? And she was like.
He's like, he gets my number. So he asked me, he said, what are you about to do? And I said, we're going to get something to eat. And he said, well, you want to come, you know, to my hotel and get something to eat? I said, no. And he said, Okay, so he texted me and he said, well, have you guys gotten something to eat yet? I said, yeah. He said, well, you know, if it's really crowded. No, I hadn't gotten anything to eat yet. He said, well, if it's really crowded there, you can just come here and order room service. So, again, I'm like, no, we're good. So the third time, he's giving me all these things like, you know, I'm at the W. It's really nice up here. First of all, dude, I've been to the W. Are you kidding me?
Throwing the whole playbook out.
Right. And then,
shoot, bro. I'll just shoot.
I just had to.
Maybe this will work.
Yeah. So I'm like, I just had to go ahead and tell him. I said, listen, it's 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm not coming to your hotel room because we're not fucking. So I'm not gonna play with you like that. Like, there's no reason for me to come to your hotel room at 3:30 in the morning if that's not what we're doing. That's how people get raped. I mean, I'm not doing it. So he's like, no, I would never. I never do that. I have a mother and I have a sister. I'm like, your
pulled
mother.
The whole Christian
right.
Well, it was deep.
Yeah, it was deep.
It was going
yeah. I went running. Place.
So I'm like, your mom nor your sister has nothing to do with my, you know, uh-huh. Like, that's how I was talking then. And I'm like, so, no, we'll meet up tomorrow. So, and I tell him that. If I would have come to your room that night, would we be here today married?
No.
Exactly.
No.
That's yes. Amazing.
So that's the lesson.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that happened. Then eventually she later, I think it was like a week or later, she came up to Pittsburgh.
Don't give me a week later.
All right. Give me 2 weeks to make sure.
And I think what we've learned today is that, Lil, did you know, Willie, that if you had, instead of saying, well, I'm at the W Hotel and I've got room service, if you had just said, hey, I've got nachos.
Right.
Might have been a different story.
Right.
Might have been a different story.
They would have followed the cheese home.
She'd be like, damn it, my kryptonite.
No, I think what makes it work for us is that, you know, obviously you hear me talk all the time, and you know I can say a million things that's wacky and fun and somewhat inappropriate, but I think one thing my wife does great is she doesn't shy away. She doesn't blink. You know, she's very honest. She's very blunt. She's very to the point, which I need because you – I mean, Francis, you're an entertainer. I'm considered in the entertainment world. We walk around a lot of yes, or you're great, or you're special, you're spectacular, you're a role model. You hear that constantly. You become tone deaf, not only because yourself, you start to big yourself up, but you start believing everything people say. You need somebody to be like, hey, homie, check yourself. Mm-hmm. This is who you really are.
Right.
This is where you need to be, and this is how I can help you get there. So my wife does a great job of constantly putting me through the ringer. And it's for most people, you know, they don't want their wife to kind of, you know, yeah. I mean, all wives are kind of, they all kind of have that in them. But my wife is very much like, listen, I'm only making you better. She's my Bill Belichick. She has a master plan. She has a big vision. She knows what we can be.
Mm-hmm.
And her job, alongside of many others, is making sure I'm right on par with her. But in order to do that, in any relationship, you have to be real.
Right.
You know, you have to be. Like, she's an alpha female. I'm very alpha. And so arguing is what we do most of our day. Now, for that, we were just talking about how people at restaurants arguing. We may have a conversation like that 9 out of 10 times in a restaurant and then be like, babe, I love it. Yeah, I mean, you're an absolute, you know, I'm so happy. Like,
sure.
But that's us. Not every couple's the same.
Right.
Not every couple operates the same.
Well, it's one of those things that he can make me so sick, like sick. But then I'm like, I cannot live without him. Like, what would my life be without you?
That's so, really. Right. I was very.
You know where would it be?
You know what? Yeah. Okay. Don't go there.
I was very moved. That was a touching moment when you said that she's your Bill Belichick. What a romantic thing to say
that.
About your
right.
wife comparing you to an old crotchety man.
But she is. But I need that.
Sometimes
you need to know what's best for you.
100%.
Because I know I can be complacent or somewhat. And like Lars mentioned it on the show, and they said when they were talking about a reference to being in a rut, you know, Ann had mentioned that, you know, Lars can be comfortable. And men naturally are like that. Because for our job, if the lights are on, the bills are paid, the kids are okay, the house is, you know, the people around us aren't that we love aren't on fire, or going, you kind of go into auto drive.
Mm-hmm.
But for the wife, she may see a totally different situation, or she can see something coming down the road that we just don't see because we're men.
Right.
And the thing is, too, on the entertainer side, especially, I mean, speaking of him, football players, they're so used to people saying yes, and they have such a set schedule. Like, he has a schedule every day that if things don't go that way, it throws him off.
Mm-hmm.
So now you don't have that anymore. So I have to put things in place to make sure that he continues to, he's used to that.
Right.
You know?
Well, my favorite stories are always when he comes in the morning after and has, you know, either slept on the couch because he's been had a few too many or
too many cocktails for Willie.
You know, get home, and he always says, "Oh man, oh, the wife's a little mad at me this morning." So how
he
do you?
Picks the crazy. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you.
No, that's okay.
Because he chooses to do this on the craziest nights before. It's always before something big. It's always before something we had to do or we had to be somewhere or. I'm embarrassed to even say the last time you did it when you pissed me off.
Tell us.
When we were giving toys to the kids.
Oh, there was
and it was after here.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like,
was,
you guys
right.
had
Christmas
this
show.
Wine, whatever oh. the Christmas show was. I was mad at all of you. Like, I wanted to come in here from Pat to Zod to Francis Large and Jetski. Like, I was so upset. And he comes in, and we have the sisters. It's a Catholic school, so the sisters are there.
Yeah.
And all of the kids are happy. And this dude comes in sweating like a damn slave. And... you know, smiling at me, and I'm trying to keep face, and I'm like, I'm gonna fucking kill you when we leave out of here, just so you know. So then he's nervous looking at me, and I'm like, stop fucking looking at me. Give out the damn toys. Tell them you're happy to be here. Play freaking Santa and let's go. I was so mad. I was so, I didn't talk to him for like 2 days.
I didn't go home. So after we left,
then he was afraid to come home with me. So I needed him to do some other shit because we had another event. And he's not answering the phone. So his brother's just like, Willie said, what do you need him to do? I was like, Antonio, if you and Willie don't walk in this goddamn door in the next hour, you're both. Uh-huh. I'm killing both of you. Yeah. That's it, period.
Oh, man. That morning really got escalated
that
quickly.
Remember the third hour? We were all looking at you like, bah!
I didn't know where I was. I didn't know who I was.
Overserved
bartenders.
But did he tell you he had a toy giveaway?
We knew that. But
oh,
I'm
going to get y'all now, too. Thank you.
I was in no place to be able to tell anyone to slow down. I couldn't even see. I woke up at 3 o'clock in my bed in the afternoon, and I had no idea how I'd gotten there or where I was. I've never been that drunk that early in the day in my life. Not once.
Pat said he slept all the way to the next day and woke up around the afternoon for brunch on Saturday.
Yeah.
No, I
woke up
was...
at 7. I was like, did I miss radio? Oh, no, we're good.
Yeah.
No, it was, yeah.
Santa had a few.
Well, coming up, we're going to have round 2. It's a speed dating round.
That's right.
A speed question round. Excuse me. Round 2. Yeah, because it's round 2. Trust me.
Oh.
I'm actually going to leave the room, so you're going to be one-on-one with Aikisha.
Great.
And you're going to rip through. You got 25 seconds to answer questions.
Excellent.
Okay.
Francis is going to rip them off to you. They're 2 points each.
They're a point each. If you can get through all 10 questions, you get all 10 points.
There you go.
Nice.
So let's see. This is where it heats up, Francis.
Can't wait.
Barstool Breakfast.
Welcome on back. It's Barstool Breakfast. I am Francis. Willie has stepped out for a minute. I am joined by the lovely Aikisha Cologne. And this is kind of fun. Are you having a good time so far?
I'm having a great time.
It's really good. It's a breath of fresh air.
Yes.
To have you in here, usually. And I mean that quite literally. It smells a lot better due to his feet being out of the room.
No.
We are diving into the speed round here for this dating game show that we are playing. And these are questions for Keisha. We are going to do 10 questions. You've only got 25 seconds, so you got to get as many as you can, and I'll read them as quickly as I can.
Okay.
Are you ready?
And you can pass. If you don't know it, you can pass. I'll keep score. I'll count down when we have 5 seconds left. So whenever you guys are ready.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Wait, let me make sure that I've got the other. I feel like I'm missing a page.
All right, Francis. Don't mess us up.
Pat, I only have 12 questions for her total. Is that right?
Yep, that's right. Only 12.
All right, so she can only pass on 2 questions, really.
Correct.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right, ready, steady, begin. What year were you married?
2017.
How many guests were at your wedding?
330.
What knee did Willie get down on when he proposed?
On his left, because his right's bad.
When was your first date?
When? In
where? Where was your first date?
This place in Pittsburgh, like Ranch Cadillac or Cadillac Ranch or something.
Who said
Five
I love
seconds.
You first?
Willie did.
What is your spouse's favorite candy bar?
Time.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I think I screwed you up there a little bit because I
got
said,
five. You
when
got five.
Is your
you got
first
five.
Date? Or
he said, yeah, when was our first date?
I'm sorry. I got nervous.
Listen,
but
Francis, you can't get nervous. We look.
I know. I got to keep it together. She's mad at me. I'm in trouble. I'm in the doghouse here. All right. Well, let's get Willie in to see if he can match your excellent production there.
So what we got to do, Akeisha can stay in.
Akeisha, you can stay in here. Wait, Pat, where are my questions about Willie?
Same questions.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't ask him the ones that I just asked her.
Nope, you can ask the same ones.
Oh. I think I'll start from the bottom and then go to the top because we can hear different questions.
That's what we did for
So, Willie, you got to get... Akeisha got 5 right. So in order to tie Large and Ann, you got to get 7 right here.
Wait a minute. What happened?
How is that? Because how is that? Oh, we only got through 7 questions?
You got through 5.
You got 5.
Because Francis was stumbling over here.
Were you trying to explain?
I got nervous, Willie.
Jesus.
I said, okay. Well, I'm not going to ask the question, but Willie, I have faith in you, okay?
All right,
come on, baby.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Who said I love you first?
I did.
What is your spouse's favorite candy bar?
Oh, shit.
You can pass.
You can pass.
Pass.
Who's your spouse's favorite athlete?
I'll pass.
What is your spouse's... who wears the pants in the relationship?
She does.
What is your spouse's favorite dish?
Nachos.
What is your spouse's favorite TV show?
Friends.
What is your favorite vacation destination?
Turks and Caicos.
What year were you married?
2017.
How many guests did you have at your wedding?
250.
Time. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
Oh, man. Oh, man. That was close. That was so intense.
What was the one I was unsure about, the guest?
She said 330.
Oh, I thought it was 250. Yeah.
Well, that was our original plan. But so you know what? Listen, that was the original plan, but our final count, we ended up having 330.
Got it.
We'll give it to you.
Wait a minute. I will raise
Francis,
a flag.
You messed up the other question.
I asked the questions as quickly as possible. I think if she's correct on her answer for that question, then he can't. Only one of them can be correct because they give different numbers. The reason I'm excited about this and I'm putting my foot down is that we have now entered a tie.
Oh.
Which means that there needs to be some kind of.
I don't know.
Playoff.
Well, the round 3. There's round 3.
Yeah.
There's one more round.
So if you get this next round right, all of it right, you tie, which means we need some sort of tiebreaker. Luckily, Large is here, so maybe we can think of something
fly. Oh.
No, we need Ann here, though.
So they need to get all of these questions right.
The next round, correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Should we dive into that?
If you want to, you can take a
minute. Take a break. We got a caller. Let's talk to the caller.
Let's take a call.
We got a call. We got Eric in Philly. What you got, Eric?
Hey, guys. Sticking off the speaker. Hey, love the morning show. My question for you is my fiance and I were big fans of the Cromartie TV show. We saw you guys make an appearance in one of the earlier episodes. Want to know if you'll be making any future appearances and what it's like, with the cameras and without the cameras when you go to the Cromartie house.
You want to answer that, babe?
Give me the question again. I'm sorry.
How was it being on the set with the Cromarties, with the cameras on, the cameras off?
Oh, I don't think it mattered. Even with the cameras there, it's like the cameras weren't there because we're friends. So we were just basically doing what we normally do when we go over there anyway. Their kids are amazing and their characters themselves. So it was fun.
And the thing about it, a lot of people talk about Antonio Cromartie, and there's always that scene in Hard Knocks where he's standing in front of the camera, he's forced to name all his kids, and he kind of stumbles. He doesn't remember all his kids. One thing I didn't know Crow, I knew me and Crow got drafted the same year. He was drafted to the San Diego Chargers, then eventually moved on to the Jets. I was obviously drafted to the Steelers and then moved on to the Jets as well. When we were teammates, I didn't know Crow on a personal level. I just kind of knew about him, knew that he was a Florida kid, played 1 year at Florida State and had a big year, and then off to the NFL, yada, yada, yada. I was more impressed with the development of Crow as a man because he had eventually went from a guy who a lot of people thought was a little bit obviously responsible for having 10 or 12 kids to being this loudmouth safety to being in his own home and seeing how this man is super dad. I mean, extremely hands-on, extremely him and his wife are an absolute team. They have a whole tribe of kids who have – they all have their own different personalities, and they cater to each one every single minute as the day goes on. So for us, being a couple who doesn't have kids, it was kind of like, damn, this could be us in the next couple months or years. And we have to be we have to be on par as the Cromartie. So they put us on game. They made it extremely real. And being on set with them, you know, as I've stated and every man states when they're in the presence of their wife, as my wife runs my household, well, Erica Cromartie runs that household. And Terica Cromartie runs that household. And Antonio does a great job of just being where he needs to be alongside taking kids to practice, X, Y, Z. And so I learned a lot from them. They're a great couple. They do a great job in the community as well. And Crow has developed for somebody who, by all accounts, maybe had a negative kind of perception in I guess, in the public eye. When I being on the set with him and being around him, getting to know him, he's an absolute grown-ass man with grown-ass responsibilities, and he's a great human being. So I developed a newfound respect for him.
Yeah, I've hung out with Crow a couple times, and I can safely say that we're extremely close friends. He's probably considers me to be one of his closest friends in his life, and it's just good to know that, you know, we would take a bullet for each other.
Yeah, so I'm glad that you and Crow can have free safety stories.
Yeah, he knows that I'm available to babysit anytime. He hasn't given me the call.
And you were a babysitter.
He's saving.
What was your
I was a tutor.
But you didn't babysit at all?
No.
Just tutor?
Yeah.
You just.
I never looked after the kids and cooked them dinner.
No, at all. Oh, I thought she was kind of a whole package. I thought you babysitted and tutored.
No, I ain't no bitch.
Do you think you could ever babysit out anytime? If somebody was to have, like, you know what, Francis, you seem like a very responsible young man. We have two 5 year olds at home. We need you to babysit for the weekend. Do you think you could do it?
Yeah, I think if it was like either a close friend who needed me to do a favor, or like if my sister had kids, yeah, absolutely.
Do you think you're good?
Otherwise,
with kids?
I would need to get paid a substantial amount to don those nanny gloves.
Do you think you're good with kids?
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
I'm good with kids of a certain age. I'm good with kids, but like, you know, once they get into that 7th and 8th grade years,
yeah.
I dominate. I crush it. Yeah.
So the older they are, the better.
No, because once they get into high school, they become kind of shitty. And then I don't want to deal with them anymore. But that like middle school part where they're still respectful and they still idolize you, they're like interactive and funny.
Right.
Like, see, that's the stage I hate.
Really?
Yeah, because that's when they
You babysit it, right, babe?
Yeah, I did babysitting. I did teaching, a teacher's assistant, and I did substitute teaching. That middle school, that 11 to probably about 14. That's the worst stage because their hormones are changing. Mm-hmm. They are stuck in between, like kind of still being a baby, but they're not because they're big, or either they think they're too grown and they're not. So it's just the changing of the hormones and the attitudes and it's a lot. It's too much. But when they get into high school, look, they're who they're going to be. So
yeah, but Keisha, it's a bad world out there. I'll tell you, these high school kids now, they're on their phones 100% of the time. They're smoking their Juul. You know,
Juul's become a big thing. I saw it on
crazy.
The news. It's like a whole epidemic about
these kids have become robots.
Were kids smoking cigarettes and stuff when you were in high school?
Only kids who were kind of like on the fringe, you know, who were skipping class and going out with their skateboards and their weird, you know, practicing covens and witchcraft.
But you said you smoked a little bit of weed in high school.
Yeah, I did. But not a ton. I mean, there were burnouts, kids who smoked weed. Cigarettes was a different thing, though. At my school, if you smoked cigarettes, like, people thought that was weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, that was the dark side.
Like, we gave up on you. Everyone was like, that kid's not going anywhere. Right. And let me tell you something.
So you thought they were going somewhere on drugs?
Well, you still had more of a shot at being something if you were just smoking weed.
Oh, okay.
So weed was in, cigarettes out.
Yeah, but if you were smoking weed during the day, like before class,
you were like,
dude, clean it up, man.
Right.
Yeah, you got.
We got the hall monitor.
Get your life together.
Clean your shit up, obviously. I also think, and now that we're playing the love game, Patty, what do you think about, how's it going so far? If you was to give an overview.
It's good. There's a little controversy going on Twitter right now.
Uh-oh.
Over the stumbled question.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
What's
in whose favor?
No favor. They just say, what are you considering every question right? And I was like, I'm scoring fairly. So I don't know what he's talking about.
Okay. Well, fuck him.
But you guys are tied if you get this round right. So this round.
This round's the hardest round because we both have to agree to get it right.
Correct. So you're each going to take a card if you look in front of you.
Okay.
Francis
okay.
is going to ask you five questions.
I don't have a pen.
Maybe you
can
have to give me some of your cards.
Do you have the answers back there somewhere, Pat?
Well, we don't because their answer, we'll know what the answers are when they hold their cards up.
Right. So if we don't have the same answer.
Oh, this is fun.
Right. So yeah, if we don't,
you guys can't see what the other person's writing, though.
Exactly. I need a pen.
Oh, but then we need some kind of divider. We need to make this really
laptop. Flip
honest.
The laptop.
We need it to be really honest.
Large and Andy didn't have it. There was an honor curve. I didn't look at her.
Oh man, I wouldn't trust you as far as I could throw you, Willie. And let me tell you, that's not very far.
Oh, wait a minute.
But you have no problems trusting Large and Annie?
No, I wasn't here for that. I couldn't be an arbiter of that.
Sounds racist. Actually.
I would have made sure that they I would have made sure that they had a great wall. I would have built the wall.
Well, Willie's like a kid in school right now, covering up his test.
Well, I don't want Francis to be like, you know what? Well, there was that thing.
Right.
You know, Francis's.
You can read my handwriting on there, right, Francis?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. First question. This is the final round. It's for
all.
All
right. Hold on. So explain round three in the point system before you get into.
Yes, please.
So each one of these questions is worth 6 points for a total of 30. And in order for the colognes to tie the larges, they need to answer all five of these questions correctly. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, it means that Large and Mrs. Large know each other better than Willie.
I guess that's what it implies.
And Aikisha.
All right.
Okay, first question. Where was your first kiss?
Oh, shit.
Mm. No talking. Okay. No commiserating.
Oh, Willie, your face right now.
Shut up.
Oh, boy.
You better focus, babe.
Shut up.
You better focus.
Okay, next question. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm. We have to show you the answer after each
one. Oh, after each
after
one.
After each one?
Yeah, after each one you have to show. That's how you keep tally.
Okay, all right.
So you pretty much be like, all right, question, and then we answer, then question, and we answer.
All right, ready? Hold up your cards. Yeah, you guys got it.
Yeah.
It was at the Cadillac Ranch.
Yeah, it was a bar in Pittsburgh. Yes.
Cadillac Ranch. And that was the place where you guys went on your first date,
mm-hmm.
which means that you had your first kiss on your first date, which some people would say is moving real quick.
Well, we didn't have sex on the first night.
Oh, Willie, making you wait.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds like other things happen. Well, not for me to say. A little smooching at the Cadillac Ranch.
Here
classic. Question number two. Who is more into role play?
Oh, fuck.
Can hear Zah laughing in the background.
We're both.
No commiserating. No commiserating. Keep running a tight ship here. I think you just write like either Willie or Keisha.
Or.
Okay.
No, this is the only two options. Right?
Oh, it's only two options.
Who's more into role play between the two of you? Which person likes it more? Which person advocates
more about this
behind for it? All right. Are you ready? Show your answers on three. One, two, three. Yeah, it's Willie.
Yes,
they both said Willie. Willie wants that naughty nurse to come in, and he's going to be the bad doctor who barely got his degree.
I was nervous about that one because we both.
But
I usually want to initiate.
So. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm like,
all right.
Sweetheart, would you mind buying that old dirty hazmat technician
suit?
And
he buys me all these little costumes and stuff.
Oh, I love it. I'm getting all horned up over here. Shouldn't have said that.
Man,
okay.
I had my heart beating. I was like, fuck, bro.
That's great. We're two for two. Oh, man, this is tense because you got to get all of them, right? You got to pitch a perfect game from here on out. You guys are doing well. Question number three. Who makes the most noise in the bedroom?
Oh,
these questions are real spicy. Somebody bring me some Frank's Red Hot because I'm telling you, this show's getting red hot. Just they're just writing right now, but you can tell they're thinking about it. Are you ready?
Oh, shit.
Okay.
This movie
show our cards on three. One, two, three. Yeah! It's Willie. Yeah, yeah, Willie makes the most noise. That is unbelievable. Sounded like Arnold Schwarzenegger in there.
One time we were doing it real fast, right?
Really?
Real fast.
One time we were doing it real fast, and I thought I was clapping them cheeks, and it was really my thigh slapping.
You know what? I can't.
That's when I realized I needed to lose weight.
Willie was clapping his own cheeks,
right? Yeah.
Making the thunder bounce. Okay, question number four. Who is most likely to initiate lovemaking? Seems like they feel confident about this one. All right, 3, 2, 1. You know it. Yeah. That's right, Willie. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Man, Willie, you are a sexual deviant. Keep this man away from the kids.
This is for the game winner. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. That's okay. 4 for 4 so far. They need this in order to tie the largest.
Man, those first three were tough. I didn't
know. Yeah.
This may be. Hold on. Let me see.
Question number 5.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm assuming this is okay. For both of you.
Okay.
What is your favorite type of music to play in the bedroom? So as a couple, I'm assuming, what is the preferred type of music? Now, hold on a second. Before you write, Pat, are you looking for a specific artist
or a genre?
I think we would do genre, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do genre. Okay. Oh, this is tense. This is tense. Willie's nervous. I'm nervous. Because if they don't get this, then I'm going to get blamed.
I can't look at you, so don't look at me.
No, I'm.
Yeah, no, married telepathy tricks. No Professor Charles Xavier from the X-Men brainwaves being passed.
Okay.
We need to keep it all above board. There can be no controversy. Got to keep it clean. Oh, Willie's writing. He's on to something. He thinks he knows. Keisha was very confident. She wrote hers down immediately.
All right.
All right. Are you ready to turn over?
Stop. Don't.
Willie's freaking out. All right. We're going to flip our cards on three. On three. 3, 2, 1. Show your cards. Yeah! They got it.
The only reason I was thinking is because the station we put it on is like, love R&B soul, a love song. So yeah. I was like, I hope he doesn't just.
We're
going to
definitely give you this.
Okay.
Keisha wrote R&B. Willie wrote love R&B. I think that's absolutely within the bounds.
Yes, baby.
Of being the same. You guys did a fantastic job. I'm impressed at how well you two know each other.
The first three, I was nervous because.
It's kind of both of us, but you now the initiate, you always come.
Yeah, I'm a humper.
This dude, like, I'm so serious about my sleep. He'll hit me like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, just sticking me in the back. I'm like, if you don't get the hell away from me, like, do not wake me out of my sleep. That's
right.
I'm like death for you.
I'm like a carjacker trying to jimmy a club. And just trying to jimmy the door. Like,
yes.
Open up. Just kind of work the handle.
Quick before anyone sees it.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Ski mask going forward.
I love it. Well, that's amazing. Okay, so technically.
We need a 5.
I think we got a tie here. Tie ball game. Now, it's going to be up to you guys as to whether or not. Well, you know what you should do.
What's that?
You should get both Keisha and Mrs. Large in on the same day.
Okay.
And do a couple show and have there be some kind of sudden death or a way of deciding. Or you could leave it as a tie and just say, well, we both love our wives equally and our husbands.
Ty doesn't win the game. I'm a winner.
I had a feeling she wasn't going to be okay with that.
No. Right.
Yeah.
So we'll work out the logistics.
That's fantastic. That was really fun. I was nervous.
Thank you guys for having me.
I was rooting for you guys.
Great job.
Keisha, I have to say, that ring is spectacular.
Thank you.
When I hear the Rihanna song, Shine Bright Like a Diamond, I think of your ring.
Thank you.
How long have you had it? How was that? Were you happy when you got it?
Every woman leaves crumbs, a trail to what they want. My wife did not. She literally put the brochure in front of me. It was like,
No. I was very happy with it. I was surprised. I just told him. He asked me like what type of ring I wanted or what did I like, and I like princess cut. That's the square shape.
Cool.
So I did tell him that. I did not say how many carats I wanted or whatever.
But I know.
Yeah. Well, no, he went over and beyond. I was thinking that at least my center stone would be, you know, like two or something, and he kind of blew my mind. So,
yeah, I don't know much about diamonds, but I'm looking at that thing and I'm like, you could light a third world country.
He did a great job. He
I
really
love
did.
It when women say that.
He did.
I do love it when women say that because
to
your point, it gives us a certification that we did well enough. Because if you don't hear a woman say that, it's like, well, she doesn't like the ring.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
At a certain point, is it just, you know, he needs to spend a certain amount of money at a minimum, and then after that, like if a woman were given a $200,000 diamond, is there any circumstance under which she would be like, yeah, he did a bad job?
Well, because there's so many facets to diamonds, like you could spend $200,000 and it'd be smaller than this, but it would be like the perfect diamond as far as the clarity and the color.
Okay.
So I know people who have huge diamonds and the thing is so damn foggy, it looks like a rock.
It looks like looking at
Can you tell?
Yeah.
Yes, you have the eye for
it? I've been around women who they'll have these big rocks and they're slinging their hands around and it's so freaking cloudy. You can't.
Looks like a snow globe.
Yeah.
Oh, you could totally. And you could.
So that right there, I mean, I have a nice size and, I mean, you can see through.
Right.
Nice clarity. So that's when I say he did great. Mm. He went in. He educated himself about it. He knew what I liked, but he knew what he wanted to give me. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to give, you know, supposed to spend, what, two paychecks, I think it is. That's the rule.
I don't know those rules.
Yeah.
All right.
And, yeah, so that he did a great job.
See, the problem with that, people hear that, was like, well, if Willie didn't spend so much money on his ring, he could have taken care of Akeisha's college debt.
Well, you know the thing? I heard that show. I don't know why he's faking in front in here with you guys, because he
I do it for content, babe.
Yeah, you do. But, yeah, my college debt is not that bad, and he helps with it, whether he knows or not. Yeah. But
Good. I am very glad to hear that.
Yeah,
that
is no,
Francis thought it was a preposterous thing.
Let me tell you guys something. Willie is an amazing guy, and I'm not just saying that to stroke his ego, because mm-hmm. He know I'll tell him if he's not. But overall, he's a really, really good, generous guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, generous person. So, you know, he comes in here and he's the big bad wolf. And he was like that on the field. People be like, how do you deal with him? He's always fighting and he's so angry. I'm like, because he's not like that.
That was the latest edition of Barstool Breakfast Love Week. Tune in again tomorrow.